This is Beach Weekly. You're listening to Season 12, Episode 1 of Beach Weekly, a podcast created and produced by Long Beach State's student-run newspaper, The Daily 49er. It's Monday, January 29th, and we're here with you on your walk to class, giving you the news you need to start your week. Welcome to the spring semester, everyone. I'm your host, Leigh Madrigal. We'll start with upcoming campus events. Week of Welcome begins tomorrow, January 30th, and runs until the 31st, where departments and clubs on campus set up information booths to showcase their organizations and encourage new members to join. Every semester, Week of Welcome helps students make connections and learn about university resources. Events take place this Tuesday and Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Central Quad. Registration is not required. Week of Welcome continues on Saturday, February 3rd with ASI Night at the Walter Pyramid, which is hosted by Beach Pride Events once a year. Students are invited for a night of school spirit, giveaways, food, and more. Doors open at 3:15 and the men's basketball team will play UC San Diego at 4 p.m. Registration is not required and all students can enter athletics games for free with their student ID card. Black History Month begins this Thursday, February 1st, and the university has a month full of events planned. The first event is a Black Graduate Student Game Night on February 2nd from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., with the location to be determined. Student Affairs has also planned many other Black History Month events, like a cookout, student mixer, and Martin Luther King Jr. celebration. Student Health Services has a couple of workshops planned for this week, starting with Birth Control 101 today, Monday, January 29th, from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. in the Student Health Services building. Peer educators will inform participants on birth control methods, STIs, reproductive health, and more. This workshop is scheduled to occur this semester on every Monday at 10 a.m. and every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Student Health Services also offers nutrition workshops on Mondays at 2 p.m., Tuesdays at 2:30 p.m., and Thursdays at 3:30 p.m. The Events and Orgs app on your CSUOB single sign-on, formerly known as Beach Sync, is a great way to stay up to date with events happening on campus. Now, here's some campus news. Today we have Anthony Orico, a news assistant with the Daily 49er, to talk about the CSU faculty strike that affected a lot of us last week. Hi, Anthony. It's good to have you on to talk about a topic you know quite a lot about, especially after talking with those who are striking and writing stories about the strike's development.
Thanks, Leigh. Thanks for having me on.
First, about how long ago was the strike planned, and when did discussion of a CSU-wide strike even start?
So they've been in negotiations for about 8 months now. Their contract isn't up until the spring, technically, but negotiations had been going on since last spring, and there hadn't really been talk of a strike until the beginning of the fall semester when they officially declared a bargaining impasse, which means the two sides had both walked away from the bargaining table.
So when was the last CFA strike, and how did it compare to this most recent one?
The last official time they went on strike was in 2011, and I don't believe that one lasted very long either, but they have authorized strikes in both 2015 and 2016. And in 2016, I believe they were one day away from striking before they ended up reaching an agreement and having to call off the strike.
So what other things were they pushing for? Other conditions were they pushing for? Was it just a pay raise?
No. So it was the biggest thing that was being pushed for was the 12% salary increase, obviously, but there was a laundry list of things that they were asking for. They were asking for a full semester of paid parental leave, which they ended up getting from their original 6 weeks. They got 10 weeks now of paid parental leave. They were asking for more safety when it came to faculty interacting with university police. In the deal now, they're going to have, if there's any faculty that ever has to interact with university police, there has to be a union representative with them. They were asking for easier access to lactation spaces and milk storage facilities for pregnant and nursing faculty members. From what when I compared the two lists, it looks like they got a lot of what they wanted. And moved off of any of their positions. They wanted more access to gender-inclusive, gender-neutral restrooms. There's language in this deal that will give them access to that. But the biggest two things I had continued to hear was the parental leave and the salary increase, which I don't know if 10 weeks, excuse me, counts as a full semester, but it's close to a full semester. So I think they kind of moved off of that position a little bit. But they got from 6 weeks to 10 weeks now. So this tentative agreement looks very similar to their demands. I think they moved off of a couple things, but they got a lot of what they were asking for.
So what actually is a tentative agreement? And when will this tentative agreement be finalized?
So a tentative agreement basically means we've come to an agreement with the administration bargaining team and the union bargaining team. So now what has to happen is in March, the faculty will vote. All 29,000 members will vote on this agreement. And then if they say yes to this agreement, then the CSU Board of Trustees has to vote on it, which is basically how every single union contract works. It works with the Teamsters one that they just came to an agreement with. It works for the employees union. It works for the police. Every union member gets to vote, and then it has to go to the Board of Trustees, and then they get to vote, and then the chancellor has to approve it.
Okay, so generally, how are people feeling about this agreement? Are students and faculty happy with it, or what's the general feeling?
So I was paying attention a lot to the CSUOB Reddit, and there was a lot of talk on there. And then even under the comments of our own article that we posted on Instagram, a lot of people weren't happy with it. And I don't know if that's because, like I said, I don't fully understand the pay raise situation, because there's all these like stipulations on raising the floor for the lowest paid faculty, and then they get this 2.65% raise that is supposed to be like a step raise, which it's something to put them on an annual raise every so often, basically just a guaranteed raise every year. And then the 5% that they're offering that's in this tentative agreement is only if the state government doesn't take funding away from the university. So it's conditional. So it's not a guaranteed 5%. The only thing that's guaranteed is that retroactive 5% that they're going to be getting on their pay from last year. So the sentiment that I was hearing is that the union really kind of caved. And I don't want to speak for the union, and I don't want to speak for the majority of faculty, but those were the comments I was seeing online, especially. And I've gotten emails from certain amount of professors who are saying, I don't agree with this, I don't want it, and I won't be voting for it. So this may not be over for all we know, that they could vote this down in March and then we're back to square one. As far as the students go, from students that I was talking with, it's kind of hard to find middle of the road engaged people. But what I mean by that is the students who are on the picket line are hyper engaged. They know everything about this. They're standing with the faculty. They're in very much support of their fight. And then there are students who don't know anything about it. So it's kind of hard to gauge what the student body feels about this, because it's either the hyper engaged people who probably don't like this agreement along with the faculty. And then there's the not engaged people at all who are like, I don't care, I'm just trying to graduate, you know?
Yeah.
The last thing I'll say is really that whether or not this deal is approved, this is not the end of this thing. And future students are going to have to deal with it too.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming on and talking to us about this strike. You're very well informed.
Of course. Thank you for having me on, Leigh. I really appreciate it.
The Long Beach State Dining Hall Management Team conducted a study in October 2022 to observe the amount of food wasted by students in the campus dining halls. During the study, it was determined that about 15,000 pounds of food were wasted between the three dining facilities. The Food Waste Reduction Campaign was formed in the fall of 2023 as a result of the study to educate students and encourage them to be more aware of their food waste. There are tabling events to educate students and raffles to motivate them to make a difference. The university's Office of Sustainability said that the goal of spreading awareness was to hopefully decrease food waste by at least 20%. When food waste was measured a year after the study in October 2023, the overall waste had only gone down by 30 pounds. The Office of Sustainability has since worked with ASI and SustainU to provide other sustainability workshops and events. They have also worked with the environmental science and policy classes to implement green bins at the Outpost and the Nugget. You can read more about this story and the university's conservation efforts on our website, daily49er.com. CSU tuition at all 23 CSU campuses is set to increase 6% yearly for the next 5 years, starting in the fall 2024 to 2025 semester. This decision was finalized after the CSU Board of Trustees voted on the tuition increase on September 13th, despite many students opposing it. CSU tuition fees are set to increase from $5,742 in the current 2023-2024 academic year to as high as $7,682 in 2028-2029. Unit costs at all CSUs will gradually increase from $319 per unit in 2023-2024 to $426 per unit by 2028-2029. According to CSU spokesperson Hazel Kelly, there is about a $1.5 billion funding gap between the CSU's revenue and its costs. A tuition increase is expected to help close this gap. Even after the increase, the CSU system continues to stand out as one of the nation's most affordable options for a four-year degree. According to the Education Data Initiative, the national average cost of in-state tuition and fees for a four-year public university was $9,678 per year in 2023. The CSU has also committed to putting one-third of the revenue from the tuition increase back into its state university grant program. According to the Director of Financial Aid and Scholarships at CSULB, the state of California will increase financial aid and grant support to match the rise in tuition. We'll finish with a major international headline. The International Court of Justice, also known as the ICJ, has found that it is quote-unquote plausible that Israel has violated the Genocide Convention with the Israel-Hamas war. The ICJ has ordered that Israel must abide by the convention. While the court cannot make any final determinations right now, President Joan Donahue says that the court has the power to enforce protections for Gaza based on conditions caused by the war. Although the court has not called for a complete ceasefire, it has voted that Israel must take all measures in its power to stop anything related to genocide in Gaza, prevent and punish those inciting genocide in Gaza, ensure humanitarian needs and services in Gaza, and more. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that Israel has an inherent right to defend itself and will continue to do what is necessary. Thanks for listening to this episode of Beach Weekly. And a special thank you to our editor, Julia Goldman, and our producers, Elle Nicklin and Aiden Swanepoel. As always, if you want to read up on some of the stories covered today, along with so much more, you can head over to our website, daily49er.com. And to make sure you're up to date with everything that happens on the Long Beach State campus, you can follow our socials at Daily 49er. We appreciate you listening, and you'll hear from me again next week.